Memorize it. Pour over it. Reread and reread again. Read that chapter. Read it again. Say, I'm going to go through the book of John. Read it three times, that first chapter. Three times in a day. Read it, read it, read it, read it. Pretty soon you're going to know where on the side of the verse and on the side of the page. You're going to know right where it is. And when the times, the bottom falls out, and believe you me, they are going to fall out, you're going to have a word from God. He'll see to it. You just got to be in the way. Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, I being in the way, the Lord led me. You need to be in the way. The Bible says in verse 5 that those being after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are being after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Now you got to understand the whole idea of death when you look at this. The word death really punctuates for you and me the word wrath back in chapter 1. Bible says they would not receive the knowledge of God. They suppressed it. They turned it over into something like of human machination. And there they are. They're dealing with it. And then God says He gave them up. And He gave them up to idolatry, right? That's the first thing He gave them up to. Then He gave them up to what? Gave them up to immorality. Then He gave them up to what? Indecency. And finally, insensitivity. Guess what insensitivity is? Death. Be carnally minded is death. You want to keep going on past every roadblock God puts up, He says, I'll just give you up. Bye-bye. Because God loves you. He wants to do for you. But you know what? If you won't come, He's not going to force you. There's other people who'd be glad to hear this message. He says, you go right on ahead. But I've told you, I've given my Son. I've condemned sin in the flesh. You've seen it splat on human history. You say, that's a terrible, terrible picture. Well, the Bible says He was wounded. For our transgressions, He was bruised, literally crushed. Crushed for us. Isaiah 53. God showed what He thought of your flesh and mine when He let Jesus die. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, life and peace. You have choice. You're either down with God or you're down with the flesh. If you're down with the flesh, He already told us what happens there. It leads from corruption unto more corruption. Again, I reference Romans 1. In idolatry, immorality, indecency, insensitivity. Corruption unto more corruption. And you and I have the opportunity to have peace and life. Life. Productivity. Productivity. Well, I've got all kinds of ideas and agendas. God doesn't care about those agendas. He wants you to live for Him. Yes, you've got to make a living, do the best you can, but if your radar isn't up and you're not looking at the world through spirit eyes, you're going to be fruitless. That's why the Bible says you need to add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge. In other words, do right and then get to know better. And eventually it's going to bud into a little bud called brotherly love. You're going to start liking Christians and ultimately to agape. You're going to start being sacrificial in your life. But you have to want God. You have to live upon Him. Look at verse 8. It says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. In fact, in verse 7 he says that the carnally minded are not subjected to God. It's literally a passive. You have to subject yourself to God. And in order to do that, you have to know His Word. Okay, you have to know the gospel to start with. And after you know the gospel, then you have to subject yourself to God. The fleshly carnal mind cannot, will not do so. Why? Because he said in verse 3 that it is weak. The flesh is weak. And he says in verse 7, he says it's at enmity. It's hostile toward God. It hates the law. Now, I don't want to get bogged down in this section, but just understand this. He's saying that we are founded when we are a people who are being. People of the book, who are people who take the Holy Spirit and walk upon the truth that He has set forth for you and me. Every single day, it's not about you, it's about Christ. Folks, listen, you are not defined by what you do for a living. If you're a truck driver, a painter, an accountant, a computer specialist, that is not who you are, that is what you do. As a believer, you are God's child. If you are God's child and you really believe that, it would affect everything you do. Every choice you make. When you go to work, you go there thinking, I have got a higher standard to live to here. I've got a greater goal. I am here as an ambassador. I am an epistle seen and read of men. People get what they think about Christianity from me. Don't need all that. I got my fire insurance policy. I'm moving on. Really? That's living according to the flesh. Paul said those four things I mentioned in chapter 7 were things that he said, I can thank God I'm in. I really do serve the law of God with my mind. I really do. Verse 10 says, and if Christ, he says, or verse 9, he says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. And if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So the Holy Spirit never makes His appeal, never convicts, never chastens, never chases you down, chastens or chases. If He never kind of gives you a whap upside the backside, but you desperately need it at just the right time, chances are you're none of His. Do you battle? Do you have a war in your mind? See? That's the kind of stuff that needs to be going on. In the real believer, it's there, okay? You know, and you have chapter and verse to negotiate through the times when it's the devil condemning or the Spirit convicting. Okay? There's no condemnation for the believer. That doesn't mean you're not going to feel convicted, because the Holy Spirit will convict you. He'll say, stop doing that. You know that's not right. You need to go apologize to somebody. You need to go say, hey and hello to somebody that you need to meet, that's in your circle, that you need to get acquainted. You need to make the right impression. It's all about others. We have a motto in our day. I don't care what other people think. I don't care what people think. You know, that's the most proud thing you can ever say. You ought to just evacuate that from everything in your vernacular. Your reputation is absolutely imperative that it be proper. Used to be in this world, we used to care about our reputation. The Bible says a little folly to somebody in status is like flies in an ointment. It's a terrible thing. You should be a person of honor and have no folly to point at. And when that happens, your reputation is right. You're there on call for God. You're His child. If you were a child of the King, which you are, He says, you will live a certain way. Verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, and this is kind of where He has turned the corner. We're family. In verse 10, He says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. And what that literally, you can put in your mind this, when it says the body is dead because of sin, think the words dead in the water. We had some kids in our backyard one night in Pennsylvania. They were running around behind the house, and they were kind of making a little hoopla in the neighborhood. And Linda's up. I told this story a couple years back, but she's up running around the house. I'm dead asleep, you know. So she's realizing, kids, somebody's outside. Dave, you got to wake up. Man, we'd have been all in trouble if it had been left up to me. She's running around. She goes around the back, and she turns the light on outside. They were hiding behind the garage. There's a light right on top of them. Guess what? Because of the law, and because your understanding of the law, your flesh is dead. Your body is dead. You look at it and you think, I got nothing. I got nothing. And He says in verse 10 further, He says, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Christ's righteousness. Okay? If you're in Christ, the body is dead. But the flesh is dead, the body is dead. He said, but you've got life in your spirit. Because of righteousness, because Christ did it all. Verse 11 says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall make alive, quicken your mortal bodies also. In other words, suddenly, I can put my body back into circulation by the power of the Spirit. I can begin to live for God. This body, yeah, dead in the water, I'm broke. But after I get the core issues figured out, I begin to walk by the Spirit. Suddenly, my hands are useful to God. My feet are useful to God. My voice is useful to God. My presence is useful to God. Because God does the miracle of taking that which was unholy and making it holy. And now I own the name what? Saint. Why? Because Jesus imputes to me all of His righteousness. That is huge stuff. You may need to get the MP3 on this, but this is good stuff. Verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to live, not to the flesh to live. I'm going to iron it out. We're going to get rid of the knots. We are debtors to the Spirit. What are we debtors to the Spirit? He says in verse 13, we are debtors to the Spirit, first of all, to mortify the deeds of the flesh. And we're debtors to the Spirit to live for God. Verse 12. And verse 13, rather. And verse 14 says, for many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. What does it mean to be led by God? Boy, I wish God would lead me. You know what? He is leading you. He's leading you to crucify the flesh. He's leading you to put to death immorality. He's leading you to put to death anger and wrath and rage and covetousness and sin and jealousy and bitterness. He says, crucify that because it's messing up the picture I'm trying to draw. You are my workmanship, literally, poema. You're my poem. I'm drawing a picture and we're debtors to the Spirit. What? We're debtors to the Spirit to live for Him, to put to death. We're debtors to listen to His prompting. He did it all, and all we can do is say thank you by living for Him. Guys, It's going to make more sense when you're 90, I'm telling you. But you might not make it there. We better get our mind around it now. Because this flesh is withering. We're getting older. Hairlines are receding. Knees are getting weaker. Backs are aching. Life goes on. Do you know that it is 1 year since Michael Jackson died? They're just celebrating this. It seems like 3 months ago this thing was all over the news. It was 1 year ago. And if 1 year went that fast, next year's going faster. You just don't know it because you don't always have a landmark along the way like that. Seems like 3-4 months ago. Is that just me? I don't think so. He's been dead a year. Bible says we're debtors to the Spirit, to live for Him, to mortify the deeds. And the Bible says that when we're doing that, He says we're being led by the Spirit. And the Bible says for as many as are led by the Spirit, verse 14, they are the sons of God. Are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Are you getting better? Are you really? Are you nicer than you used to be? Are you getting crankier? Oh, you know all the songs and all the places to say amen, but I'm telling you something. If God is not changing you from the inside out, you need to go back and make sure your election of God is sure. Because there are a lot of people who are reprobate, who are in church, who are like Pharisees, who know all the right words, but have no relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to live upon the Spirit. Take God at His word and humbly say, you know what? I got nothing. It's all Jesus. This is good stuff, guys. I'm excited you're here to let me share it with you. Verse 15 says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Here's another idea. Here's where he's punctuating why we are debtors. And he says, you're not under bondage. He says, we're children of God. He says, you've not received the spirit of bondage, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba is Dada. You understand in your core, it's Dad, God, Father, Lord. It's all about Him. He Himself loved you. God Himself so loved the world. He gave His only begotten Son. How cool is that? He loved you that much. You say, well, I'm glad I know that. Now let me get on with my day. I got places to be and people to see and things to do. But He says, wait a minute. Really? He says, it's about me. I've loved you so much. And you know what? He knew you'd do that. He knew we'd do that. He knew it. And that's why He had to send His best. That's why He had to send Jesus. Verse 16 says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He said it twice. We've received the spirit of adoption. Those that are led are sons of God. He says the Spirit Himself bears witness we're the children of God. You know what? When you're in the family, all's okay. When your dad is the king, it's going to be okay. Because He says, he that comes to me, I will in no way cast him out. Isn't that nice? Aren't you glad to know that? And then finally He says in verse 17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffered with Him, that we may also be glorified together. We're going to look at that next time. The whole idea is we have a future. That's why there's no condemnation. God's got a future plan. It's a future for you and me. That's the third or the fourth word in our alliteration. A future. And suffering is part of it. It's part of that warring we saw back in chapter 7. But for you and for me this morning, listen. You really, really need to get your mind around what I've told you this morning. We all need to exercise ourselves in these high things. You say, this is hard. Yeah, it's hard. That's why we recorded it. You need to know it. Because you cannot live upon it until you know it. You know, if you go in, I gave you a check for $100 today, you'd say, woohoo, pastor's cool. But if you got to the counter and it didn't have any signature on it, you just got a piece of paper. Jesus put His signature on it. That's why we pray in Jesus' name. It's all about Jesus. We live upon the Spirit. The Spirit testifies of me. The Spirit glorifies me. And the law of the Spirit has set me free. Do you have it? Do you need it more? That is in your court to access. Would you bow with me for a moment? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Just for a moment to consider and to ponder what maybe God has been saying to us this morning.